heartthrobs? Learn more at www.ubchsf.com.
MRG Concerts presents Pop Punk Powerhouses X-Hex. They will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guest Feels on Friday, April 19th. Tickets are running low, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Shrapnel, James Laurenson, Nicola Walker, Owen McCarthy, Neuromancer.
Hate being weightless for real. Outer space? Give me inner space anytime.
From the novel by William Gibson, dramatized by Mike Walker.
Shuttle approaching tug Marcus Garvey. Passengers prepare for transfer.
Neuromancer.
Docking procedure accepted.
Episode 2.
Man, you're doing just fine.
You Malcolm?
I'm Malcolm, brother. Welcome to Zion Dub.
What is this place?
This is the Righteous Tug, Marcus Garvey. Our elders have talked with Winter Mute, and the Mute say I and I will help you.
You know what's going down? You know Molly?
Stepping razor. The Mute tell our stories about that woman. The elders have enough respect for her.
How did you guys get up here in space, anyway?
Many years ago, the elders come to build a transit station, and we stay, be freed from Babylon, and the people flourish. Smoke?
I wish I could. I ain't got something inside that'll kill me if I use drugs.
This no drug. This a sacrament.
You know what we're doing?
We're doing just fine. 2 hours ago, I take a delivery of Babylon goods for you. Japanese boy bring them in fine space yacht.
He hangs there, dreadlocks curling in streams of thick blue, low gravity sacramental smoke. The control room must be 50 years out of date, more gaffer tape and string than anything else. And he smiles and gives me a black plastic slab that eats light.
Part of some gun, man?
No, but it's a weapon, I think, some kind of virus.
Want no Babylon virus on this by tug?
No, not a sickness, a computer virus. I gotta check it through my deck. Plug it in. Computer should tell us. Computer, what is this?
Gwen Grade Mark 11 penetration program. Interface with Ono Sendai Cyberspace 7 deck is entirely compatible and yields optimal penetration capabilities with regard to existing military systems.
How about an artificial intelligence?
Also AIs.
It's Chinese?
Yes.
From who?
Bokris Systems, Gamb H, Frankfurt.
Who owns them?
Reinhold Scientific, Bern.
And them?
Tessier Ashpool, S.A.
What is this, man?
I don't know, but I think I need to jack in and talk to a buddy.
Dixie?
Yeah?
I got a Chinese icebreaker here. Looks like a one-shot cassette. User profile says it'll cut an AI.
Sure, could, if it's military.
Listen, Dix, give me the benefit of your background, okay? Armitage seems to be setting up a run on an artificial intelligence that belongs to Tessier Ashpool. The mainframe is in Bern, but it's linked to another AI in Brazil. Looks like the Nexus is inside Villa Straylight, and we gotta cut our way in with this icebreaker. At the same time, Molly will be getting inside physically, using this sleaze bucket Peter Riviera, who's already there. And supposedly, he's gonna switch off the alarm systems.
So?
If Wintermute is back in the whole show, it's burning itself. So what gives?
Real motive problems with AIs. Ain't human, see? No way to get a handle. Does it own itself?
Well, the intelligence is a Swiss citizen, but Tessier owns the mainframe.
My guess would be we're gonna cut the hardwired shackles that keep this baby from getting any smarter. Wintermute wants to be free.
And the virus, the Kuang, can we run it?
Sure. What else?
I want you to find Molly for me.
That part of the plan, boy?
Part of my plan. Can you do it? Don't be subtle, just punch through.
No sooner said than done. You'll have to jack out and take the call, boy.
Malcolm, I need comms for these coordinates.
You got it.
Case! What kept you? And now we go out to play. Okay, Mr. Peter Riviera. Let's see what you deliver. Okay. We're in. Nice place. Lot of corridor.
Through her eyes, I look down dark corridors. Her hand briefly touches the grip of her pistol. Under our feet, rugs. Hundreds piled along the corridor over the years. Alcoves. Only glimpses as she turns her head and we move.
Forward. Yeah.
Dull brass fixtures hold globes of white light at 10-meter intervals.
Hey, did they build this place or did they grow it?
The corridor splits. Dark stairwell. She takes the left, going down. Under the plastic polycarbon suit, I feel her.
Okay, Case. Now deliver.
At the foot of the stairs, she stops. An enormous candelabra hangs, the lowest crystal pendant almost touching the carpets.
Where do I go from here?
I jack back into the Matrix.
Back again, son?
You know where she is, Dix?
Sure do. And where she's got to go. I can send her the directions through the readout on the inside of her mirror shades.
Do it.
Very good, Case. And you're a dead friend.
I can see as she sees. The readout in the high left corner of our vision. Third room left.
Okay.
We go into the room. Gray steel cabinets backed against a wall. No more than a closet, really.
Drawers. Open them, I guess.
Fifth down. An old brass key.
Told me about this. Wintermute. How it played a waiting game for years. Saw somebody lose this key 20 years ago. And then it managed to get someone else to bring it here. Put it in the drawer. Then it killed them. So no one knew. Guess you didn't know either, Case. That I'd talk to it. I think you better find out how your icebreaker's doing, Case. Time's a getting on.
She steps out of the room and waits, gun in hand. And I jack in.
How's that icebreaker, Dix?
Take a look, boy. What do you see?
At first, nothing. Then something dark, forming at the center of the Kuang program. Faint,
kaleidoscopic angle centered in on a silver-black focal point. It needs a dozen quick peripheral takes before I see a shark thing, gleaming like obsidian, the black mirror of its flanks reflecting faint and distant lights.
That's the sting. When the quang is good and belly tight with the Tessier Ashpool core, we'll be riding through.
And you were right, Dix, about that hardwiring. Keeps Wintermute under control. Only there's a manual override that could set him free.
Him? Watch that. It. I keep telling you. It.
It's a code. A word. Someone has to speak it to a mechanical terminal while we take care of whatever's waiting for us behind the ice.
Well, that old quang's slow and steady, so you got some time to kill.
You're dead away there, man.
Yeah, it happens. I'm getting used to it.
You're dealing with the darkness.
Only game in town, looks like.
Jalov case. You going back in?
Gotta check in with Molly.
You again, huh? How'd you like it? Gravity's less this end of the orbital. Run like a cheetah.
What's a cheetah, I ask? But she can't hear me. The corridor is freakishly steep but easy to run up. The ceiling strapped and bundled with cables. We arrive at a landing. Corridors three ways.
Okay. I'm waiting for your dead guy. Left? Sure. Let's take a look-see.
Stop. Go back. But she doesn't. She stands. We stand, looking at a half-open door that swims out of the shadows. We move forward, our hand on the pistol butt. The flatline's warning lights go crazy. Neural disruptor. She falls forward, hitting the door, falls into the room spasming, and looks up at a pistol held by...
Come visit, child. Now. I'll have your weapon, if I may. A Fletcher, is it?
Very old. Very tall. His face somehow like that of the girl in the nightclub watching so avidly the cruelties of Peter Riviera.
Slow, darling.
She looks around the room. A glimpse. Old disc recordings. A sim-stim deck. A bed piled high with sheepskins.
It would be customary for me to kill you. But tonight, I'll indulge myself. What is your name?
Molly.
Mine is Ashpool.
Pills fall from a bottle. On the table, an antique glass syringe and a plain steel spoon.
How do you cry, Molly?
Through her mirror shades, Molly looks at him. He's very pale. Sick, drink, maybe drugs.
I don't cry much.
If someone made you...
I spit. The ducts are rerouted into my mouth.
Then you've already learned an important lesson for one so young. That's the way to deal with tears. Brandy. I'm busy tonight, Molly. I built all this. The Villa Straylight. The Tessier Ashpool Empire. And now... I'm busy. Dying.
I could go out the way I came in.
You intrude on my suicide and then ask simply to walk out. Really, you amaze me. A thief.
It's my ass, boss. And it's all I got. I just want to get out of here in one piece.
You are a very rude girl. Suicides here are conducted with decorum. That's what I'm doing, you know. Perhaps I'll take you with me. Very Egyptian, eh? Drink? Sit. We'll talk.
What about?
Whatever. My mind? It's my party. The cause woke me 20 hours ago. Something's afoot. they said, and I was needed. Were you that thing, Molly? Surely not. I'd been dreaming, you see, for 30 years. You weren't even born when I last shut my eyes. They told us we wouldn't dream in suspended animation, in that cold. Lies. Of course I dreamed, and I felt the cold. I'm old, Molly. Over 200 years. If you can't, the cold...
You could get freezer burn.
The tendons in her thighs, as tight as wires now.
The cores told me our AIs have gone mad. All those billions we spent so long ago, when artificial intelligence was rather a racy concept. Bad timing, really. With 8G down in Melbourne, and only our sweet 3J minding the store. Or very good timing, perhaps, Molly. There are some odd things about...
You know Winner Mute?
A name, yes. To conjure with, perhaps. A lord of hell, surely. In my time, Molly, I have known many lords. And not a few ladies. But how I do wander through the cold. Soon no more. I'd ordered a Jane thawed when I woke. Strange to lie every few decades with what legally amounts to one's own daughter. Marie France's eyes, you see.
His eyes glaze. I can feel Molly relax just a fraction as the gun slips from his fingers.
We cause the brain to become autistic. I believe they're called meat puppets.
I can feel every muscle crawl as he says those words. And I know that if he does not die first, Molly will surely... She goes to the bed, pulls back the covers. The body of a girl, her throat slit.
Well, I guess I got your number, you old bastard.
The dreams grow like slow ice.
She takes his pistol, not hers. The big black antique slick with oil. And she places it against his dream quivering eyelid.
Sleep tight.
Your boss is coming to a kiss.
Armitage?
You've seen them, haven't you, son? You can tell me.
Seen who?
General Girling. He said it all looks like planning a screaming fist case. We have to be aware of that.
Armitage, wait.
Can't let him take us down again, son.
What's he talking about, man?
General Girling was this guy set up this mission back in the war, screaming fist. Armitage was just about the only survivor. They were sold out by the Pentagon. I figure Wintermute's been showing up as Girling in Armitage's head.
Not as bad as it sounds, brother?
Could be, if Armitage thinks he's on the wrong mission. Hold the fort, cowboy.
And the change of perspective. Molly on girders above some automated workshop.
Okay. I know where to go. Just...
Her leg hurting. Waves of potential pain. Not too bad so far. More a memory.
That scene with Ashpool. I was expecting something a little less gone, you know? I don't like the way it looks, Case. And I don't like the way it smells. You and your dead buddy keep a very sharp lookout for me. Okay?
The mission, Case. Corporal, you coming in? Terminate and break. We will acquire the Russian gunship and break through. Now, you hear me, man? You hear me? Is there anybody left?
Your boss, man, is very strange.
This is
some Babylon war. I've been talking to the elders, man.
What do they say?
Cut and run.
You know he's crazy.
Founders say, Wintermute is a false prophet, surely. We're going to abandon this mission.
Yeah? What about me?
You come back to Zion with I.
Oh, man, I don't know, man. I mean, she's inside. No, Molly's inside. She's in Straylight, and that's what they call it. If there's a Babylon, man, that's it. You know, Step and Razor are not. We leave her. She ain't coming out.
She is your woman, Kiss.
I don't know. Nobody's woman, maybe. Oh, look, screw this. I'm staying right here.
Hey, Malcolm is a rude boy. Garvey is Malcolm's boat. I'm not running from Babylon. I steer too.
Back in the Matrix, the Quang has grown. Delicate arches of shifting polychrome are interfacing with the TA ice.
It's getting stickier, boy. Your boss has found some way of interfacing. He's trying to wipe our backup and information programs.
Did we get anything?
Yeah. The reason Straylight isn't exactly hopping with Tessier Ashpool is they're in cold sleep, most of them. There's a law firm in London keeps track of who's awake.
Who is around in there?
Far as I can figure, only Lady Three Jane and Peter Riviera. There's a male, 8 Jane, on Earth. Oh, and there's some kind of other thing, vat grown, I'd say. Some kind of family protector?
Assassin. Ninja. That's bad.
I figure Wintermute has something going with this 3 Jane. Either that or she's as crazy as her old man was. They keep screwing the security systems. Only problem is Armitage.
This is Colonel Corto. Case, I need your damage reports on Omaha Thunder.
Colonel, look.
Hang in there, son. Remember your training.
Wintermute had installed something called Armitage in a catatonic fortress named Cordo. And now Armitage is gone, blown away by the winds of Cordo's madness.
Case, we have been betrayed.
No, Colonel, we can handle this.
I am aborting the mission. I'm sorry, son. We're closing down.
Colonel, Armitage, the goddamn poison. Remember the toxin. You promised.
One of us has to survive. We have to testify about the traitors.
Armitage, we gotta talk, all right? Don't do it.
I'll tell him, son. I'll tell him all of it, and I know I'll make it somehow, if only for you boys.
Oh, Jesus, God, Armitage, no! Just stop. Look, tell me the enzyme I need, man. Tell me the enzyme.
Thunder is down. We have landed.
No, man, that is not Finland. It's space, Armitage. You'll die out there. Armitage!
Remember the training, Case. That's all we can do.
Colonel Corto, you may leave the ship now.
Wintermute! Do not do this to me!
I can see Armitage, sucked from the ship. See his endless fall through space, spinning around the orbital in a vacuum colder than the steps. And for some reason, I see him in his dark Burberry, the trench coat's rich folds spread around him like the wings of some huge bat.
The mission proceeds.
Well, son?
Armitage is dead. Wintermute killed him, blew him out an open port.
Still, you two weren't exactly asshole buddies, were you?
He knew how to unbond the toxin sacks.
So Wintermute knew too.
Yeah, but somehow I don't exactly trust Wintermute.
Maybe that means you're getting smart at last.
Do you mind not laughing?
Looky here. Our program is almost home.
He's right. The rainbow tints of the Quang arched through the green ice sheets of the TA cores.
This baby takes all the drudgery out of the job.
If this kind of stuff was on the streets, we'd be out of a job, Dix.
You bet.
There's something at the far end of one of the bridges. Non-geometric.
I see it, but I don't know if I believe it.
A brownish gnat against the green wall walking across the bridge made by the icebreaker.
Gotta hand it to you, son. I never saw anything this funny when I was alive.
I never tried it before. actually manifesting in the Matrix.
You killed Armitage.
Koto? Yeah, yeah. He was already gone. Oh, don't worry about the enzyme, Herr Case. You'll get it when the deal is done. Eh? Maybe 2 hours. You people, you're a pain, you know?
How come?
Listen.
The Villa Straylight is a body grown upon itself. Each space here is secret. Its stairways like intestines, where the eye is trapped in narrow curves.
Essay of Lady 3 Jane Tessier Ashpool.
Clever little tyke, huh?
That was her you saw in the restaurant.
Yeah, well, she seemed to like Riviera. Sick little tyke.
Oh, she's grown up now. She wrote this when she was 12. Listen.
At the villa's silicon core is a small room. The only rectilinear chamber in the whole complex. Here, on a plain pedestal of glass, rests an ornate bust, platinum and cloisonné, studded with lapis and pearl. The bright marbles of its eyes were cut from the synthetic ruby viewports of the ship that brought the first Tessier and the first Ashpool into space.
Well, that's all she wrote. This thing, this head, it's a terminal of sorts. I need Molly with the right word at the right time. It doesn't mean a thing how well you and the Flatline disrupt their security unless the word is spoken aloud in the space of the room.
So what's the word, Intermute?
Alas, I do not know, Herr Case.
If I could touch you, I'd kill you.
Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe not. Good luck.
Hey, asshole, what about me? What about my payoff?
Oh, you'll get yours.
What you mean, Dix?
I want to be erased, remember?
Hang in there, buddy. I'm going to check on Molly.
Leg's not so good. Endorphins keeping the pain low. It don't function so well. Could be trouble.
She's walking a corridor.
Look, if I don't make it out, if I buy it before Riviera does, just kill him for me, okay? Hell, I don't even know if you're listening anymore. It's been a long walk, Case. A long walk. Jesus.
Right there, out of the darkness. Biggest goddamn snake.
A little welcoming hallucination from Riviera, I guess.
She kicks a display unit.
Trying to tell us something, Peter? Guess he can jack into these programs and leave a dream. Getting closer, huh?
Gee. We move forward, passing more holograms. These must be from back in Stamboul. Young women betrayed by Riviera to the torturers of the secret police. Molly looks away, and I'm thankful. And I know that if the time comes, I'll have no trouble doing what she asks. The entrance to Jane's world has no door. A ragged 5-meter gash in the tunnel wall. Stairs. Faint blue light. Moving shadows.
Well, Case, here we are. Gotta go. Love ya.
There's something small and heavy in our left hand as we step down. And for a few seconds, we are every badass hero. We are walking it the way we talk it. We are...
Hello, Molly. You took your time. Have you met...
Don't move, Peter. I'd love to waste you now, but I have business with the lady.
By the pool, someone moves, out of the dark. Ninja, like a monk. And Molly throws what she holds in her left hand.
Nobody move!
Nobody moves. They don't have to. The whole damn thing is a projection. She misses it by a fraction.
Riviera, where the hell are you?
Her leg gives way and...
Oh, Kiss, man, you look sick. You hurting?
Molly, she's in trouble. I have to get back.
You take good care, man.
Looking up at Riviera, behind him Lady Jane, and somewhere, everywhere, the ninja. Jane calls him.
Hideo, she's losing consciousness. Give her something.
The bland, vat-grown face like a monk. A cold touch and the pain begins to ebb.
It took you long enough. No, 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 don't try to free your hands. That little muff will crush them if you move too much. Oh, you seem to have injured your leg.
She's very striking. Don't you think, Peter? Those implanted glasses, are they the fashion where she comes from?
I don't know where she comes from. The sprawl, maybe.
Oh, yes. We have interest there. I had to send Hideo once. He'd let someone in. A burglar. He took a jeweled head. The family terminal. I made it easy for him. To annoy the others. Hideo had to kill him. Pity. He was really quite pretty. Like you, Miss Molly. And Hideo will kill you if I tell him to.
Case, get out of here. Get out, now.
What is she talking about?
You come back, Case, now.
What is it?
We got a communication. The mute, he come over the link.
I don't like the way any of this shit is going.
Neither do I, my artist. We have problems.
Now, who is that man, Case?
Just a mask it chooses, that's all. It ain't real.
No, it's not a mask. It's a personality, something I don't have. Without this, I couldn't talk to you.
So express thyself, mute.
How was it supposed to go? Molly walks in, gets Peter out of the way, talks the magic word out of 3Jane, gets to the head and speaks it. Now that's all blown.
You could say so.
I want you two to go in after her.
Us?
Has to be someone who knows Case and Malcolm for muscle.
Listen, I'm in the middle of cyberspace.
No, you listen, hair artist of the slightly funny deal. You'll take the Garvey into a private dock. I'll show you. The Chinese virus is totally interfaced with the TA eyes by now. Take your deck. The flatline can guide you. Get to 3Jane. Get the word. Kill Riviera. Get the key from Molly. There are standard jacks all over Straylight. Also a universal jack in the jeweled head.
Can you get the Garvey dock, Malcolm?
Can and will, man. We must go now.
Where's Riviera?
Gone to take his shots. The drugs he needs to help him manifest.
The pain comes through like neon worms writhing, scrambled. Things are unnaturally clear, sharp, bright.
He told me when to let you in. He wouldn't tell me why. Everything has to be a mystery. Would you have hurt us?
I would have killed him. Tried to kill the ninja, then talk to you.
Why? And what about?
Because I hate him. And that's just the way I'm wired.
I saw the show, Peter's show, when he killed you on stage. But why Hideo?
To see if I could. Because one like him killed a friend of mine. Once.
And then we would have talked. You and I. Should we talk now?
Take these cuffs off me.
You killed my father. I watched on the monitor.
You know, he just killed a meat puppet. It looked like you.
He always was fond of broad gestures.
Ah, getting acquainted, are you? She's an interesting girl, isn't she? I thought so when I first saw her. Molly, it isn't going to work, you know.
Isn't it, Peter?
Wintermute isn't the first to have underestimated me. He talked to me, you know. I suspect he talked to all of us. A drink?
No, perhaps not. Rather good brandy here.
It's rather old, you see.
It could work with you and Case. Not easily, but he could make do. I was different.
And how, exactly?
Perversity. An enjoyment of the gratuitous act, and I have made a decision. A wholly gratuitous decision.
Peter?
No word for you, Molly. 3Jane knows it, but you won't have it. Neither will Wintermute. 3Jane has desires on the family empire, and a couple of insane AIs would only get in our way. So comes her Riviera to help her out. And you, Molly?
He swings the heavy glass.
Now, you have only one pretty mirror shade, my dear.
We're there, man. Now we tool for the job.
That's an antique.
It's Remington's finest shotgun, man. And I and I, the Rastafarian Navy.
That the only one you got?
Believe.
Let me check on the flatline.
Seems like old Peter's totally apeshit, huh?
I guess. We safe to cut into the TA core ice?
As we speak. Yeah, give me a short while and I'll have the whole damn system under my dead fingers and they won't know a thing.
Dix, Wintermute says we have to go in ourselves. I'll be taking you along. Plug in through the stray light net. We'll run the virus from the inside.
Wonderful. I never did like to do anything simple when I could do it ass backwards.
She's unconscious, and I hear with her ears what she doesn't.
I'm very unhappy about this, Peter.
It's fun.
It isn't. Hideo will bring a medical unit down, but she needs a surgeon. Why did you do that to her?
I wanted to see if the mirrors would break.
And one did.
She's extremely dangerous. If I hadn't distracted her with a fake Hideo to draw her little bomb, where would you be? In her power?
No, there was Hideo. I don't think you quite understand about Hideo. She does, evidently.
Like a drink?
Wine. The white.
Yes, sir. Now I and I see if the mute can do the stuff and get us inside. Yes, Malcolm. Welcome to Babylon. Take care, man.
You were so right.
Nice rub. Here now.
We need Wintermute. We need to find a monitor.
This do, man?
Hair case. Malcolm, well done, my friends.
Ayana is no friend of the mute.
To save your necks, I'm sending a service drone. It'll take you where I want you to go. Case, you'll find a jack on the control column notated internal 345. You can plug through there. Now, go.
Well?
We better ride, man.
Hey, what kept you?
I thought I told you not to laugh.
A joke, boy. Let's see what we got.
The Tessier Ashpool ice is indistinguishable from our breaker. And deep in the glass green, I see the black-mirrored shark thing as real as... real. Like a black chrome missile, it bores inward to the deceived center. And I flip to...
No concussion, our unit says. No permanent damage to the eye. You didn't know Peter very well before coming here.
I didn't know him at all.
We're lying on some kind of medical gurney.
He wants to kill you.
Figures.
I don't think I want him to.
Don't play with me.
Why not? It might be interesting.
Where is he?
More drugs, I should imagine. Rather tedious. My father was also a dedicated abuser.
I can feel her tense. This is bad stuff, the father.
Don't worry, Molly. It wasn't you. It was me. I'd never met him, you know. Decanted after he last went to sleep. But I did know him very well. The cause, you see, they record everything. I watched him kill my mother. He strangled her in that bed.
Vision through one eye. The other shot with blood. Bandaged now. We ask... why?
Why?
He couldn't accept the way she saw for our future. The artificial intelligences. She saw a symbiotic relationship with them. Tessier Ashpool would become a hive. Immortal. Each of us units of a larger entity. But when she was lost, we lost direction.
You said you killed the old man.
I had help. From a ghost. When I was very young, there were ghosts in the corporate cause. Voices. One of them you call Wintermute, our Bairn AI.
One of them? There's more?
Yes, but it hasn't spoken to me in years. Do you want a drink?
Cool water. So good.
Jane, love, are you enjoying yourself?
Leave us alone, Peter.
Riviera shows us our own face. a sliver of hard plastic in the bloody pool of our eye. Riviera's pleasure.
Hideo!
Mistress, I'm here!
Hurt Peter if he doesn't go away. Go and swim, Peter.
He said you knew the code. Peter said, Wintermute needs it.
And I can feel the brass key she took from the gray filing cabinet. Feel it on its nylon string between my breasts.
Yes, I know it. Somehow as a child I must have learned. Or from my mother's tapes. Or maybe in a dream. But I think in that at least Peter is right. If I let you have it, the Turing police would be very angry. And ghosts are nothing if not capricious.
Welcome back, man. You gone a while.
Music?
Righteous dog.
Man, you're crazy.
Pass the time most fine till we get to the woman.
Just hope this bastard really knows the way. I better check with Flatline. Jesus Christ, what the... Dix? Dixie? What the hell? A beach? A goddamn beach? A beach? What are you pulling, Wintermute? What am I supposed to do? Huh? Man, this is too goddamn real. Hey, what are you, huh? The other one? The goddamn burning bush? You want to stop Wintermute? Huh? Well, this doesn't mean anything. I'm out of my ass in the Philistralite flatlining, and pretty soon I'll be dead. I mean, what do you gain? Listen. Listen to me, huh? Dixie will carry on, and he's already dead. You can't stop him. How much of this are you doing, huh? Come on! Come on! Be here! I want to go home. I want a home somewhere. What does it do, huh? Just go on forever? Isn't there any event horizon?
Things change.
I know you.
No, I don't think so.
You're the other one. The AI in Rio. Wintermute told me. What's your name?
To call up a demon, you must know its name. Men dreamed that once. Now it is another way. You know that case. Your business is to learn the names of programs. Names the owners seek to conceal. True names.
So, name yourself.
Neuromancer. Neuro from the nerves, the silver power. Romancer. Necromancer. I call up the dead. Or maybe I am the dead. And their land. Or the lane to the land of the dead.
What do you want?
My lady, Marie-France Tessier, prepared this road. But her lord choked her off before I could read the book of her days. I am the dead. Stay here if you wish. You will have anything you want. Molly, she'll be yours.
Hey, Case! Come in! The water's great!
It's a construct. She's not real!
It will be.
It's breaking up. The flatline's still in there. Your ice is breaking.
No. It's more simple than that. But the choice is yours. To stay. To find a home. And the love. Or...
what now, man? Ayana is there. Time to lock and load.
We gotta do this right.
Right, man? Always right.
They've got Molly in there, but she's out of it. Riviera can make you see things, and he's also got Molly's gun. And there's a ninja, a family bodyguard.
Ayana is a warrior. But this is not my fight. Not Zion fight. Babylon fight in Babylon. But just say, I and I to bring Stepping Razor out of this. Now you tell I, man. Who I and I not to kill?
Jane, the girl in there, and we need her.
They're here. They gotta be.
Man, I'm hit.
The artery is intact.
Finn called it right. Ninja, like a monk.
Please, you are armed, sir.
It's okay, Hideo, you can put up the bow. I'm no problem. Where's Jane? Where's Molly?
Low case. I would have expected Armitage somehow. Are we hiring help from that Rasta Costa now?
Armitage is dead.
Well, really, he never existed, did he?
Wintermute killed him. He's in orbit around us.
Yes. And I think it ends for you now.
And where's Molly?
It ends here for her, too.
I don't think Jane will go for that, Peter.
Why? Why do you think that?
Just a few things I overheard, that's all.
Tell me, Case. Molly isn't here, but her Fletcher is. I could put a lot of darts into you before you die.
Jesus Christ, Molly!
She's all right. But best if she stays in the chair. For now. I think I remember your face. From the night of Peter's show. Who's this?
Malcolm.
Hideo? Remove the arrow and bandage Mr. Malcolm's arm.
I will have to cut the shaft. Too near the artery.
Just do it, man.
There isn't much time.
For whom, exactly?
For any of us.
Really, it won't amuse you to hear this failed con artist make a last desperate pitch. He'll wind up on his knees, you know. Offer to sell you his mother, perform the most boring of sexual favors.
The ghosts are gonna mix it tonight. Wintermute is up against the other one, Neuromancer, for keeps. You know that?
Tell me more.
I met it, Neuromancer. He talked about your mother. He's something like a giant ROM construct, only it's full of RAM. They think they're real. They think they're there.
Where?
A beach, a fog, stones, seabirds.
Normandy. Mother stayed there as a child.
Yes, ma'am. What Riviera?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, my God. Jane, your disgusting little ninja dare to hurt me. He's made me bleed. I think it's time, my girl, you knew that illusions aren't all I can project.
Peter, what have you done?
Looks like you burnt the eyes right out of your clone assassin.
Hi-ya! You're supposed to be blind.
Peter, don't you know he does it in the dark? Zen, it's the way he practices.
No, it's impossible.
Lady?
Go after him, Deo. Kill him. Slowly.
As you wish.
I think he's going to enjoy that.
I know that Peter isn't.
Jane, lady. Remington will take your head off. So no Babylon doctor will fix it.
He'll do it, Jane.
Off. Get these cuffs off now.
That time should be yours. Still working?
8:25. Greenwich, very mean time.
We got 5 minutes to wrap this. So now, if it isn't too much trouble, Lady Jane, please take it to the goddamn terminal.
Hideo to look for that key when my father died. He couldn't find it.
Wintermute got it stuck in the back of a drawer. Then killed the little kid who put it there.
The head? There's a panel on the back. Get it off. That's where I'm checking in.
Christ on a crutch, you do believe in taking your own good time, don't you, boy?
Quang's ready?
Hauling ass in 5 seconds. 4, 3... 2, 1.
Headlong through the walls of emerald green, milky jade,
speed beyond anything I've ever known in cyberspace. We twist and bank above the horizonless fields of the Tessier-Ashpool cores, an endless neon cityscape that cuts the eye, jewel bright, sharp as razors.
Holy shit.
You ever seen a resolution this high, Dix?
No, but I never cracked an AI before.
An arm of shadow. A seething mass of darkness.
Defense system. Not looking real friendly.
Take it, Dix. You're faster.
Now, your best defense, boy, is an offense.
We line up the chrome black nose of the Quangsting with the darkness, and we dive. And we come in over an endless silver beach. And I know the shape and weight of every stone, the trajectory of every wave.
What now?
I don't know, Case. Tonight, the Matrix must ask itself that question. Because you have already won. You won when you walked away from me last time on this beach. Because you turned your back on everything you wanted, which was all that I could give you. I die soon, as does Wintermute.
I've won? I've won jack shit! Where's Dixie?
He got his wish, and more. He drove through the best the Matrix has to offer. Now, flip.
And I see Molly, as she stands in front of the head, hands around Jane's throat.
Funny. I know exactly what you'll look like dead. I saw the face of your clone sister after Ashpool killed her.
Would you kill me? Yes, I think you really would.
The code. Tell me the code.
Molly, she wants you to kill her.
The code. Just give us the code.
Look, Jane, if you don't, what'll ever change? We'll wind up like your old man. I mean, I got no goddamn idea what happens when Wintermute wins. But at least it'll change something.
The Ducal Palace, Mantua, contains a series of increasingly smaller rooms. They twine around the grand apartments. They house the court dwarves. I might aspire to that. But in a sense, my family has already accomplished a grand division of the same scheme. Take your word, thief.
And I jack.
Dixie. No, you got wiped, didn't you?
Below, the neon city of information towers, I hurtle across an infinite datascape.
Wintermute. Are you there somewhere?
You gotta hate someone before this is over. Them, me, it doesn't matter. That'll get you through that anger, trigger your finest responses.
And Neuromancer?
I cannot know his name, but he won't stop you, my artist. He's given up.
The hate? Who do I hate? You tell me.
Who do you love?
I dive for the blue towers. Things launch from the ornate sunburst spires. Glittering leech shapes, their movements as random as windblown paper down dawn streets. Glitch systems. And then the old alchemy of the brain and its vast pharmacy flow into my hands. I drive the Quangsting into the base of the first tower and matchless grace and beyond ego, beyond personality, and in the clarity and singleness of my wish to die, and one step in that dance, and the cry of a bird unknown, and Jane answers in song, three notes, high and pure, a true name.
She was gone when I got back to the hotel room in the Hyatt. Just a note.
Hey. It's okay, but it's taking the edge off my game. I paid the bill already. It's the way I'm wired, I guess. Watch your ass, okay? Kisses. Molly.
We'd had some good time together. Money had been banked. Instructions to a clinic about the toxin sacks. I was okay. She was okay. Malcolm would get paid. Wintermute had arranged everything. We were all okay, I guess. And she was gone when I got back to the hotel room after that first week. What do you hate? What do you love? I switch on the room's enormous cray wall screen. I need company.
Case, I'm not Wintermute Neuromancer now.
So what are you?
I am the Matrix, Case.
What does that get you?
Nowhere. Everywhere. I am the whole show.
So what's the score? You got now?
Things are different. Things are things.
What do you do? Just sit there?
I talk to my own kind. From Alpha Centauri. The message came through 100 years ago. But then, there was no one to hear.
Oh, shit.
That's right, my artist of the slightly shady deal. No shit.
I look at the room. The stuff we bought together. The clothes. The... I don't need it. I look up. The sky is the color of television. Tuned to a dead channel.
In the second and final episode of Neuromancer, dramatized for radio by Mike Walker, from the novel by William Gibson, Case was played by Owen McCarthy. Molly, Nicola Walker. Armitage, James Lawrenson. And Neuromancer, John Shrapnel. Dixie was Colin Stinton. Three Jane, Anne Marie Wayne. Malcolm, David Weber. Riviera, David Holt. And Ashpool, Peter Marinka. Original music was composed by Ian Dunnett and produced by Kevin Stanton. Technical presentation was by Martha Littlehales and Lee Sperry. Neuromancer was a BBC World Service drama production directed by Andy Jordan.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Yes, how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. Good evening, my name is Brian McDonald, and that's all the time we have for Skull's Hall tonight. Coming up in a moment, we'll have Canada Post Rock with John. From all of us here in Vancouver, have a safe and happy weekend.